twice deported illegal alien pleads guilty to manslaughter in death of Florida police officer. By John Binder on June 20, 2021. A twice deported illegal alien has pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter in the death of 32-year-old Nassau County Sheriff's Deputy Eric Oliver in November 2016. Days ago, illegal alien Francisco Portillo Fuentes of El Salvador pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter in connection to Oliver's death after a judge dismissed a murder indictment against him. Now, Portillo Fuentes faces up to 12 years in prison and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency upon his release. Oliver is survived by his young daughter, who was 6 years old at the time of her father's death. On November 19, 2016, as Breitbart News reported at the time, Portillo Fuentes was running from the United States Border Patrol in Texas after having already been deported twice from the U.S., once for a drunk driving conviction. 3 days after re-entering the U.S. via the southern border, Portillo Fuentes was found in Florida. Oliver responded with another sheriff's deputy to help a Border Patrol agent who was investigating 6 men in a truck. 3 of the men were identified as illegal aliens, including Portillo Fuentes. While trying to transfer the men to a patrol car, Portillo Fuentes took off running from the officers. Oliver pursued Portillo Fuentes but was hit and killed by an SUV as he tried to cross the roadway. Portillo Fuentes was arrested about 12 hours later. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.